USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden took questions in a formal press briefing setting for the first time during his White House tenure, fielding questions about the illegal immigrant crisis at the border and whether to support abolishing the Senate filibuster.
It used to be you had to stand there and talk and talk and talk and talk until you collapsed. And guess what? People got tired of talking and tired of collapsing. We were able to break the filibuster, get a quorum, and vote.
Filibuster is a tactic in the U.S. Senate that allows for endless debate to stall legislation by keeping the chamber from voting on it. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits fell sharply last week to 684,000, the fewest since the pandemic erupted last year, and a sign that the economy is improving. Last week, 781,000 people filed for first-time claims. USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Alabama is bracing for more tornadoes after several ripped through the state today. Extensive damage being reported in the Birmingham area following the massive twister.
In the amphitheater area, right there in the heart of Old Town against Buck Creek, one of the power poles, the distribution poles, has snapped and was sort of dangling off the side and hanging across the Buck Creek Bridge on Highway 261.
Police in Los Angeles are attacked as they attempt to clear out a homeless camp in a park.
Los Angeles police clashed with hundreds of protesters on Wednesday as officers moved in to close Echo Park's massive homeless encampment. The demonstrators, a mix of homeless people and activists, threw bottles and objects at officers who attempted to push them back from the park. Two unlawful assemblies were declared and dispersal orders were issued due to officers being assaulted with rocks, bottles, and smoke bombs. I'm Lance Pry from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The American taxpayer has paid out nearly $500 billion in enhanced unemployment benefits during the pandemic, with experts finding a staggering number has been stolen through fraud.
The country's lost at least $200 billion and likely over $300 billion.
Blake Hall is the co-founder and CEO of IDME, a firm specializing in verifying online identities.
You can literally take any American adult's identity and turn it into $20,000 or more. There has never been a prize like that for bad guys.
One explanation, in a rush to get money out the door, policymakers did not create safeguards, causing a massive problem.
Unemployment fraud, if it were a program in and of itself, would actually be the fourth largest stimulus program the policymakers had designed.
American Enterprise Institute Matt Weininger tells Fox News the problem is fixable if lawmakers close some of the loopholes that criminals are exploiting.
The predominant factor is individuals who are stealing other people's identities. They're buying somebody's name, social security number, address, sort of basic information on the dark web.
Democrat Governor of Kentucky Andy Beshear vetoed a bill on Wednesday that would have granted parents and their children more freedom in education choices. American Federation for Children CEO Tommy Schultz saying that Governor Beshear's decision put powerful special interests before children and families in Kentucky. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.